Stiney.
Now, back to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, back to Wiggins.
You deserve that.
Oh, from Filmo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
There's nothing.
By the way, hey, Filmo, congrats on the new job.
He got a new job?
Yes, he did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. Congrats on the new job.
We support our loyal listeners.
So we came out today, Evan and I, talking about the Niners, and kind of want to go back to them a little and add some context to what we were saying. And if you're a 49er fan, there's no way you can be happy with what's happened so far in training camp. The question now becomes, how much tougher are they making it on themselves? And we have a list of stuff that's going on, and I just no longer think that it means nothing. I think that the way that the season is starting, and I get the regular season hasn't started, but this is part of the season, training camp, that they're making it tougher on themselves. And I'm talking about all these things. Ayuk holding in, Williams holding out, McCaffrey getting his contract, Purdy with the contract hanging over him all season, McCaffrey's injury, Ricky Pearsall's injury, Greenlaw and Armstead not here from last year, Greenlaw, of course, getting hurt, Steve Wilks getting fired after the season last year, and some people, Bosa basically saying that he didn't really disagree with the decision and that there was something going on there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't think it's setting up well for the 49ers. And I agree with Evan, if I can speak for you, that these things tend to linger. And they never really go away. And I don't think a Super Bowl team helps itself at all when it gets off to this kind of start. And I do think that the situation with Ayuk and Williams is now reaching a point where they're not going to be as good week one, at least, as they should be week one. Now, when does it go away? I don't know when it goes away. But I brought this up yesterday, and I made a point just to say it. David Lombardi of The Athletic, it's becoming what we're all just acknowledging as a fact, and that is Nick Bosa had a down year last year, and he later acknowledged that him getting in here late had something to do with it. So if everyone's acknowledging that right now, then how can you not be really, really concerned, Evan, about what's going on with Ayuk and Trent Williams?
Well, I don't think Nick Bosa regrets doing what he did because he got his money, and that was the goal. If and when Brandon Ayuk receives his contract extension, or, I don't know, God forbid he gets traded and gets paid somewhere else, it will be worth it because the goal of this offseason for Brandon Ayuk, like the goal of last offseason for Nick Bosa, like the goal of the prior offseason for Deebo Samuel, was to get paid, was to get their money. But the consequences of that apply to the team. And there's, it's all on top of, and I'm sure you're going to play this sound in a moment, I can't wait to get to it from Tom Brady, that you're stacking these sort of, I don't know, like agenda-filled obstacles on top of already how difficult it is to bounce back when you lose in the Super Bowl, or even when you get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
When you play for 6 to 8 months, and the Niners played longer than any other team outside the Kansas City Chiefs last season, it's already difficult for you to just go right back to the bottom and have to work your way back. That's something that Kyle Juszczyk talked about last year. However, the difference is I think the Niners felt like they were robbed in the NFC Championship game the year before. Last year, they got beat. And whether they were the better team or not, it doesn't matter because they lost. And I just feel like going right back to the bottom, it just, on top of everything else, I don't know, Stiney, the vibe, it just feels off with the Niners right now. And it shouldn't. It shouldn't feel as difficult as it is right now.
And I think the vibe is off with the Niners. And that's what it feels like more and more people are saying. This is Tom Brady. on the challenge of a season following going to the Super Bowl and losing. Take a listen.
I think perspective will determine that ultimately when we look back. So in any team in the moment that I would say loses a Super Bowl, how many times have we lost Super Bowl and then the next year the team doesn't make the playoffs? That happens quite a bit. Yeah. And you know why? Because every year you start back at the bottom with everybody else. Whether you win the Super Bowl, whether you finish in 32nd place, you start at the bottom of that mountain that you're trying to climb. And I think someone like the 49ers, for example, they run a great program. I think they have a very good ownership. They have a very good general manager. They have a good head coach. They have a very good quarterback. They have a very good defense and defensive coordinator who they've had. Mm-hmm. And I think those are great fundamentals of what you're looking for to build an organization. Those positions.
All right. So Brady saying it is tough because psychologically you're 0-0. You're not 12-5 heading into the playoffs with a bye. So Brady does think there's a little something to that, but it's not something the Niners can overcome. But again, I just don't think they're doing themselves any favors. And when I say they, I mean everybody. I mean the guys that aren't there, and I mean the organization and the front office and everybody who's kind of a part of the 49ers right now. It's just the vibe around the Niners doesn't feel right. And now the question we're all trying to ask is, does it matter? And I think it does matter. I think it does. I think it's making this year more challenging. I think it's going to make this year harder.
I agree. And look, it doesn't mean that the Niners are some, you know, bum franchise all because things are going to be harder for them. It just means there's more to overcome. Like Brady also went down the list of everything they do have.
Right.
They still have a really good quarterback. They still have an extremely good head coach. I think, despite some of the ways that they've approached this offseason, I still think they have a pretty heady and knowledgeable front office. You know, the Niners don't all of a sudden seem like they aren't a buttoned-up franchise because of what's happened this offseason on top of losing the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is that they're not making it any more easy for themselves. They're not making this season any easier than it had to be. In fact, they're making it more difficult. And they're making it more difficult because they're not able to get their guys signed that they want to get signed. Trent Williams, to me, is in a different category than Ayuk. Do the Niners want Brandon Ayuk in training camp? Do they want him for this preseason game tonight? The answer is yes. They haven't been able to do it. Is it because of Ayuk? Is it because of the Niners? Quite honestly, we're at the point signing where that reason doesn't matter to me. All I know is that the Niners have made things more difficult for themselves heading into this season. And what Brady's talking about, he also learned this early in his career, and he learned it after they won a Super Bowl. In 2001, they beat the Rams. It was, you know, the sixth rounder took over for Bledsoe, led him to a Super Bowl. The next year, they missed the playoffs. They went 9-7. It was the only year in New England that Brady didn't win 10 or more games in a year in which he was fully healthy. So he learned it very quickly that just because you get to the mountaintop doesn't mean you get to stay there. And the Niners, for a team that hasn't gotten to the mountaintop, continue to show that they're more focused on themselves than the team. And I didn't get that vibe last year, but I've gotten it this year.
Well, here's what I would say, and I'm going to ask you this question to answer it, but I'm going to answer it myself first. If I were to, and I'll throw it out to the audience too. What, after the training camp has gone like it's going, what is the biggest concern that you have as a Niner fan? And then the second part of it is, what's the one thing that makes you feel good about this season? The most important thing, or the one thing that you value most? And here's the way I would answer that. To me, the most troubling part of the Niners right now is that two of their best offensive players are not in camp. That, to me, is their biggest issue. Trent Williams isn't there, and Brandon Ayuk's not practicing. But I gave this a lot of thought. If you said to me, well, Steiny, what would you feel the best about? And this is where I'm going to, I guess, want 49er fans' opinion. Because if I really have to tell you what I would be most confident in heading into this year, despite all the issues, believe it or not, it's Kyle Shanahan. The thing that I would feel most confident about with the San Francisco 49ers is that Kyle Shanahan has proven that he's the kind of coach that can get the most out of a team. And because of Kyle Shanahan, I feel like this is going to be a 10-win team, even if it does go south a little bit. Why? Because I think he's that good of a coach, and I think their personnel is that good that the two things lending themselves to each other, it feels to me like it ensures 10 wins. They have 10-win talent, and they have a coach. They have at least 10-win talent, and they have a coach who knows how to get 10 wins out of a team that has this much talent, maybe more. So, like, that's – and the reason I thought about it was because we talk so much about Kyle Shanahan, and there's still so many people out there that question him or that say he, you know, he'll never win the big one, or he's made mistakes in big games, or he forgot the overtime rule. He should have challenged 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. All those things, called a timeout in the Super Bowl in 19. All those things are true. But yet, to me, because they have Kyle Shanahan and they still have pretty darn good personnel, that's what I feel most confident about. That Shanahan will get them to win enough games in the regular season to make the playoffs. Then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's never had a problem in the regular season, though. The problem for Shanahan typically tends to arise come January and February. So, no, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't feel bad about Shanahan, or that I would feel confident in Shanahan. He has no reason to... He's never led you astray in the regular season outside of when his roster's been decimated by injury. In fact, he's had a floor. The issue with Shanahan has always been his ceiling. So if you're asking me what I feel best about the Niners,
right?
Are we talking about winning a Super Bowl? Are we talking about getting the playoffs?
I'll play it right down the middle, a successful season.
What's a successful season?
Well, I'll let that up to you to define it. Seriously.
What was last year a successful season, you think?
What am I, Giannis Antetokounmpo? You asking me that question? I mean,
well, you could talk to me like that.
I hate to. Was it a successful season? I guess most 49er fans would have to say no, but I'm not a fan. I look at a team that went 12-5. One of the games they lost, they didn't even care. I look at a team that got to the Super Bowl again, and so. Yes, did they win a Super Bowl? No. But I, as an observer, have a big problem saying it wasn't successful just because they lost a game to the best quarterback in the game and one of the best head coaches in the game. Like, you just can't over... I just don't think you can, it's just not
like
fair
if you don't win a
say,
Super Bowl, it's not a
exactly,
success. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree with that. But
I think it was a success. I mean, I think there were a lot of successful things that happened. One, the year Brock Purdy had last year. Like, how can you can be disappointed they didn't win the Super Bowl, but you can't call it a failure or not a successful year. Because you can't say Brock Purdy didn't have a good year. You know what I mean? You can't say McCaffrey didn't stay at the highest level of a running back. So, you can't say, boy, Fred Warner was a year of failure. Well, Fred Warner was damn good all year long.
Best linebacker in football.
Exactly. So I do tend to view it a little bit differently. But the one thing that I do, like, I fully expect the Niners are going to be good. They're going to be good. And when I assess a team or this team, that's the starting point. Okay, we know they're going to be good. But it doesn't mean you automatically expect a Super Bowl title, and if you don't get it, it's a failure. It'll be frustrating. It'll be excruciating. But I just have a problem with not saying there weren't a lot of things last year for the Niners that went extremely well.
No, I agree, but I also think that they were the best team in football last year, and they were not left standing as the best team in football last year.
But
so I think 2021 was a success, because I don't think that roster was a roster that should have been in the NFC Championship game, especially with what we know now about Jimmy Garoppolo. 2022, they had two quarterbacks hurt, and they still got to the NFC Championship game. I guess technically they had three quarterbacks hurt because one got hurt in the NFC Championship. That to me is a success. If I tell you two, if your starting quarterback gets hurt and your backup gets hurt and you make it to the title game, that to me is a success. Last year wasn't a failure to me, but I don't know if I can go so far as to say it was a success, because, and I know that's a really high bar, but I felt like everything last year was aligned for them to get it done, and they didn't. And they had everything break their way. You know, Green Bay upset Dallas. You didn't have to play the Rams. The Lions were a team that was probably not ready yet to take that next step forward. I think the Chiefs had the best quarterback, but I'm not so sure that the Chiefs... I thought Baltimore was a better team than them. You know, Baltimore came into Santa Clara and just absolutely wrecked the Niners. I thought that they had a great chance to win a Super Bowl. I think they caught a lot of breaks last year as far as health. McCaffrey got 400 touches last year, didn't skip a beat. You know, he was banged up for a little bit. They didn't have any season-ending injuries outside of, I think, Hufanga at, you know, impact positions. Greenlaw was unfortunate, but that happened in the last game of the season. You know, there's just a lot of things that cannot go there, that went their way last year, that might not go their way this year.
That I agree with. I absolutely agree with. But I also, when I look at the Niners, I say, I'm going to take this year in a vacuum, even though I'm not going to, is what I'm saying. So 2 years ago, you're right. They get to the NFC Championship game, and they end up getting there with Purdy, and he ends up getting hurt, and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Okay. We had a great year.
I thought that was a great year.
Okay, great year. Okay, now we go to the next year. Well, what do we got here? Well, let me tell you what we got. We got one of the best teams in football. Now, when you said they were the best team last year, I would disagree with
that. Best roster, I don't know.
Okay, but like I would say, they were probably the best team in football, and this is the easy way out. They were the best team in football early, and they were the best team in football maybe late in the regular season. Were they the best team in the playoffs?
From week one until the Super Bowl, I think they had the best season, like the most consistently high-level season of any team in the NFL.
Even counting the playoff games that are probably more important than the first few games, knowing they weren't playing their best. Like, were they playing their best football at the end? And we're just, like, this is just a conversation. This isn't something I want to pick a fight with you on.
But what was one thing that they hadn't proved prior to the postseason last year? That they could come from behind. In adverse situations.
Right.
That they could win while playing off script. That was something, I think Fred Warner even said that. You know, he used the word front running. They were front runners for much of last season.
Right.
In the postseason against Green Bay and Detroit, they proved that they weren't just front runners. So yes, they didn't play their best game. You know, they were down 17 points in the NFC Championship at half. But because that was the one box they hadn't checked, I will say they're playing their best football.
Okay. But they didn't get it done. Fair enough. So then we go to last year. All right. Well, now we're coming into last season saying, well, Brock Purdy's pretty good. It looks like we got a quarterback here in Brock Purdy. We still don't know. He only played half the season last year. But Purdy's pretty good. And we also know that we're loaded. We're loaded if you're a Niner fan. Okay. So now they head into last year. They get all the way to the Super Bowl. They don't win it. The way I look at it is, even though I'm looking at this year in a vacuum, you cannot dismiss the last 2 years. And there's nobody that'll tell you that the 49ers aren't loaded again, and they should absolutely, positively be there. I stop short of saying demanding a title or expecting a title, because I do think there's too much that can happen. But I want to be a fan of a team that goes into a year saying, we're loaded. We're going to be there. Like, they're going to be there, you would think. And yeah, they may have to do it from a wild card spot. They might have to do it as a third seed. Maybe they will end up as a first seed. But I would look at this year like, the thing that makes me feel the best about the Niners is they've got a track record now for 2 years. They've essentially got the same roster, same, like, they're going to be good, right? They're going to be good.
But the expectation is not just to be good.
Right. But that knowledge that you're good will get you to the place you need to get to in order to even think about a Super Bowl. Whereas I think a lot of teams have to worry about getting there. Now, I'm not saying the 49ers can mail it in, but what I do think, how many playoff teams? Six in each conference?
Seven, right?
Six or seven? Each kind, it doesn't matter. They're going to be one of the top six or seven teams in the NFC. If anybody would like to bet me on that right now, I'll take that bet. They're going to the playoffs, like I would say.
Is that your mailbag question?
No. All I'm saying is,
I think that the Niners are going to make the playoffs. However,
exactly.
Did you feel great about the Niners' chances to win the Super Bowl at this time last year?
I thought they had a chance. Yeah.
Do you think they had the same chance this year?
I think it's going to be a little harder. I think it's going to be harder this year.
I think it's going to be a lot harder.
Okay. We're still in agreement.
No, but that's my point, though. This is supposed to be the year. There is an expectation not just to get back to the big game, but to win the game. What has happened this offseason, all the issues that we've been talking about, that impacts how I view their chances to win a Super Bowl.
I get that.
What I would be most confident in, and I don't know, I guess we got a second here, it's not Shanahan, but it is the leadership on the team. That's what I would be confident in. And I know they lost Armstead, who was a captain of theirs for the last four seasons. I think that Trent is going to be back by week one. He's one of their five returning captains. Warner, Kittle, Debo, Purdy, and to an extent, Williams. Those five guys, their leadership on the field, the players, that's what gives me confidence.
Doesn't Kyle Shanahan give you confidence? That you're going to the postseason,
yeah. But
along with those guys,
but he doesn't give me confidence compared to those guys that all of a sudden they're going to be a Super Bowl team. Again, I said this earlier. I'm more about players than coaches.
No, I got you. But they have Super Bowl type players, clearly.
Yes,
right.
I think that those players need to be the difference, because Kyle Shanahan, doesn't matter who the players are, he has not won yet a Super Bowl.
Here's the other thing I do think about football, though, too, is I think football, because it's a year-to-year league, something could happen. So I get it. On the one hand, I'm saying this team's going to make the playoffs. We know it. But I also know that it's hard. Teams don't make the playoffs that expect to. So what I'm saying is, if they get to the playoffs, then they knock on the door. And that's what I want out of my team every year. Sure, let's all finish it off this year. 888-957-9570. Talk more Niners in the other side.